in mind. I'm going to do her recording for her afterwards. It's cool.
Okay. Okay.
Good evening. You're listening to The Lesbian Show on CFRO 102.7 FM. It's co-op radio. This evening I have with me Pam Sleeth from Voices Against Violence. She's going to tell us about a march and rally happening on Saturday and talk a little bit about false memory syndrome, what it is and isn't. Good evening, Pam.
Good evening.
Hi. Okay, let's start with the rally happening on Saturday.
This is the second annual Voices Against Violence march and rally, and it's happening this Saturday, the 3rd of June, and we're starting out at the Art Gallery on Robson Street, marching through downtown, and then ending up at the Law Courts on Smythe Street, starting around 1 o'clock, and we hope to be at the Law Courts around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're going to have speakers and entertainment, and bring your pennies. We're doing a penny drive to pay for this.
Need penny rolls too?
Yes. we'll take anything associated with pennies.
Right on. You were saying to me earlier that there's a specific theme for the march this year.
Yeah, we're concerned about the FMS, or false memory, so-called syndrome backlash. So this is a speak out about the allegations of false memory.
Maybe we should talk about false memory for a little bit and clarify for our listeners what that's supposed to be about.
It's sort of officially started in 1992 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The False Memory Syndrome Foundation, or FMS Foundation, was founded. It's an organization that has, they claim, membership by family, and of people who are accused of having abused children are invited to join this organization and their supporters. It was founded by people like Ralph, his last name really is Underweger, and his wife, Lena Holiday Wakefield, their basic premise is that survivors are after money, and therapists are in the States. It's interesting, in the States they say that therapists are making money out of this. I'm not sure what their strategy is in terms of the motivation for therapists up here, since most of us who do this work do not make a great deal of money and often do it pro bono, because survivors are not wealthy people by and large. But they're concerned that it's destroying families, and essentially what they're saying is that although they acknowledge that children are abused, that they believe that therapists are implanting, or survivors are making up scenarios, implausible scenarios, and that's what false memory is all about.
Oh.
They talk actually about repressed memory a lot. They base their understanding of the situation on a very sort of Freudian, classical Freudian model, and would like us, I think, probably to go back to the early 80s when we didn't really realize the extent to which children were abused. We didn't know about things like ritualized abuse or organized perpetrator groups, and they just like to put that away and focus on the family.
It sounds all family values to me. Of course, it gets most of us lesbians a little tense.
We have good family values.
Yeah. do you know that if this particular group has any political ties with any of the other right-wing groups in the States, or any of the sort of Christian fundamentalist stuff, or is it a completely separate thing?
Well, it's hard to identify and verify those links. I mean, certainly their ideology is very in tune with the very conservative political right. And they are pursuing ways to restrict therapy and inhibit survivors, and at the same time simultaneously allow third-party suits against therapists and for assisting people in recovering dissociated memory.
So that would be the parents or family of a survivor being to sue the therapist?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, a few attempts have been made here in BC. The local version of FMS in BC is an organization called Vocal, which was founded a few years ago. But my understanding is that there's a chapter of Vocal also in Ontario, for instance. So they're really trying very hard to get membership and put forward this particular ideology. One of the things that made us choose this particular theme for the rally this year is that early this year I got a copy of some RCMP guidelines, which are actually in place in Manitoba, and the indicators for false allegations are directly out of the FMS literature. That's how insidious it is and why we wanted to focus on that this year. Would you like to hear some indicators?
I would.
Okay. There are several. One is the age of the, and I'm reading directly from those guidelines now. The age of the victim at the time of the abuse, before the age of 5, it is unlikely. Before the age of 3, it is impossible. Did you know it was impossible to abuse a child before the age of 3?
I'd really like to have a chat with whoever wrote those guidelines.
If you read The Courage
to Heal. They're telling me that I'm lying.
Yeah. If you read The Courage to Heal, then that's an indicator that you're making a false allegation. Okay, here's a really good one. The failure to see the accused subject to obtain his or her input into the allegation shows overdetermined bias and strongly suggests that the memory is false. So in other words, if you have memory of being hurt by somebody in your family, extended or immediate, and you don't go to that person to obtain his or her input into the allegation, then it is it strongly suggests that that memory is false. Now, how many folks would go and talk to their rapist to confirm that they were raped?
Oh yeah, and like how much support are you going to get from them?
Yeah. So these are the indicators that the FMS Foundation is putting out, and unfortunately, certainly in Manitoba. They're actually being put into the guidelines for investigations.
Do you know if, did you, or have any sense if this is going to become a RCMP sort of guideline across the country?
Well, we certainly hope not, and in fact, we've started some work to see that it gets taken off the books in Manitoba. One of the guidelines is for an indicator is if incidents contain satanic or ritualistic events, and it's automatically determined to be false. And as you know, and many people know, we're getting more and more information from survivors of organized perpetrator groups. So it's very, very, very scary. If the survivor's accusations include the other parent, then they're determined to be an indication of it being false. All kinds of
the
things.
The other,
like that.
You mean both parents?
Both parents. If both parents are involved, then that's an indicator of a false memory.
Hmm. Wow. What can you say to that? It's just appalling.
Yeah. If a survivor reads Courage to Heal, the memories occur after reading Courage to Heal, which of course is a very well-known and useful book for folks who are healing from trauma, then that is an indicator of false allegations. And it's scary, but it's very, very true. These are actually in the operational manual for the Manitoba RCMP in terms of investigation. So we're concerned about this. We're concerned profoundly about this. And that's why we've chosen against FMS backlash as our theme for this year's March and Rally.
Right. You've got an impressive lineup of speakers for the rally this year.
Yes. Yes, we're going to have Rick Harry again this year, who's from the Squamish Nation, and he's going to be opening and closing for us. And of course, the rally takes place on traditional land. We'll have Don Wright speak from the Vancouver Society of Male Survivors. Eileen Franklin, who some people may be aware of her story. She's from the States, and her father murdered an 8-year-old girlfriend of hers, and she dissociated that experience, as any
sensible 8-year-old would do.
Yes, doesn't exactly fit in with the rest of their lives. He was convicted. I believe this occurred in California. It's recently been overturned, but anyway, she's going to come up and speak. Lynn Crook, who is chapter 6, interesting number, of Richard Offshey's incredible book called Making Monsters. She's referred to as Jane in that book. She's going to come and speak. Richard Offshey is one of the people that FMS uses quite a bit. Wendy Harvey's going to be there. Sherry Ulrich's going to be there. The Raging Grannies are going to be there.
Yay.
Those wonderful women. And so we're going to have lots of things happening. Doreleen Sterling is going to come and speak from the perspective of First Nations people. And we all know that their reality has been, and of course still is, being denied. And what they say happened to them has been traditionally, in popular white culture, determined to be false in most every respect. So anyway, there are going to be lots of folks there, lots of things happening. And we'll have the Been There, Done That t-shirt. For those of you who like t-shirts, we have a very nice t-shirt this year.
You're wearing one, I believe.
Yes, I am. Yes. We will be seen and heard with a drawing done by a child.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So bring your pennies. We're doing a penny drive to help pay for this and to help the other things that the Backlash Committee is doing. And we're trying, like to disseminate information about this so-called syndrome, which, of course, isn't a syndrome at all.
This Voices Against Violence movement is happening across the country, is it not?
Yes, it is. This is our second annual one here in Vancouver, and we're having sister rallies, Yuklulit, Tofino. In Ontario, Martinsville, Saskatchewan is going to have a rally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hicktown, Saskatchewan. I love it.
Sudbury, Ontario. Sudbury Sexual Assault Crisis Center is going to put on a press conference. So Barbara Schleifler, Toronto Rape Crisis Center are going to go together and put a march and rally together in Toronto. And one thing that's really exciting that we just heard about last week is the National Association of Women and the Law, has passed a resolution declaring June 3rd National Action Day. So, yes, this is something that is nationwide, and we would like to make it North American wide. We're kind of working our way to it, but there's a lot of support across the country for people learning about false memory and people who want to support survivors, and also I think this is hard work to do to see anybody do, but people who support survivors, like therapists, support workers, friends, and chosen and other kinds of family. So it's an opportunity to come out and show your support for survivors who are trying to heal, and to show them that you know that what they're remembering, even though it has been dissociated, is not false. And you're willing to stay open on that and keep learning.
Right on. Okay, thank you so much for coming down this evening. And at some point soon, we on the Lesbian Show would like to do a larger exploration of the whole dissociative process and how that assists people to survive and mm-hmm. the healing process. Mm-hmm. So we may get you back at that point.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, right on. So have everybody come to the rally.
Please.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye.
This time.
Where is that button pushed?